Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee, Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey guys, welcome to Thursday night in Nashville, Tennessee. It is a beautiful, getting close to fall, and we're looking forward to a good show tonight, talking about keeping the passion alive. Before we get going, we're going to play one of our old favorite songs from Mr. Mark Lonsway, and this song is called, kind of fitting for tonight's topic, it's called Hey Hey Love. Enjoy.
Spend so much time hiding. Now I want to catch the sun. Wanna catch the sun. If we could touch the silver lining and see what we become, what would we become? Hey, hey, love.
With Hey Hey Love, one of my favorite songs that is out right now. All right, so tonight we're going to talk about keeping the passion alive and some of the things you may not know about you know, love and sex and the body and all that good stuff, that, you know, you have that person in your life that you are really connected with, you know, both emotionally and physically. And, you know, every time you get together, your stomach turns and your toes tingle and you get sweaty. And that's basically, you know, the excitement of being together, you know, is created by chemicals. It's a chemical combination made up in your body. And it's kind of like, you know, stimulates the production of adrenaline and makes you feel good. And you can call, you know, endorphins or whatever, like you are working out. But the whole point is that that chemical hormone that's being released, or combination of chemical hormones being released in your body, is making you feel that, is making you feel good. Well, what is a little known fact is that after a period of between 18 to 48 months, that's a year and a half to 4 years, the body develops a tolerance to a lot of those chemicals. Just like a body can develop a tolerance to, you know, to illness, to virus, to bacteria, to alcohol, to a lot of different things. And then your body begins to produce other chemicals in the brain, such as endorphins, which act more to reduce anxiety and calm you down, that kind of thing. So it kind of takes your passion away. And so we're going to talk a little bit tonight. I'm going to talk a little bit tonight in our half hour together on how to bring some of that passion back. You know, when you get, I mean, we always talk about the 7-year rule, the 7-year itch, but in this case, it might actually be upwards of 4 years before you get that itch, or that you start losing interest in being with that person. Now, obviously, we're speaking general, in general terms. There are a lot of people out there that are very happy with the person they've been with for 30, 40 years, and their sex is still good, and their friendship is still good, and their relationship is obviously benefited from that. But there are those people who don't have that option. And even if you're in a relationship that, you know, does not include marriage at this point, you've been with somebody for, you know, even a few months, or, you know, a couple of years or whatever, you know, you can still lose that fire. And you want to keep the fire alive, because that's what keeps everything good, in my opinion. You know, yeah, you're not in the bedroom all the time, but, you know, you want to look forward to getting in there. And these are some things that are going to help keep the passion alive. The first and the most obvious is to go out on dates together. The couples that are happiest the most date each other their entire lives. You know, obviously, if you have kids, get a sitter. If you don't have kids, you know, it's date night. We're going to go out on this particular night, and guys, ask her out like the old days. You know, even if you've been with somebody for a long time, say, hey, would you like to go out Friday night? Ask her. She wants to be able to say yes, like she's back in high school again. You know, it goes back to courting. It goes back to doing the things that we talk about on the show all the time. And it just gives you that ability to keep the relationship fresh. Remember how our parents and our grandparents did it back then, before cell phones and before texting, before IMing, you know, obviously before the electronic boom happened. Go back to that era and remember how they did it. Go out together, the two of you, to retain your identity as a couple. Okay? Second thing is, if sex has become a lower priority, try to reprioritize it. Now, kids get in the way, jobs get in the way, stress levels get in the way, life gets in the way sometimes, but make a conscious decision to commit to each other and move sex from, you know, sixth or seventh on your priority list at some point to first or second. Yeah, now, do you want to be, you know, do you want me going at it while the kids are having dinner? No, probably not. But, and that's where date night happens, and that's where, you know, getting away for the weekend happens. And God love in-laws and grandparents who will help you with babysitting for those weekends, you know, to get you away. Now, be careful, because that's how you got kids in the first place, is going away for those weekends. So, but reprioritize your physical intimacy, and give it some attention, that more attention than you'd be giving it already. It's healthy, and it's good for you, and it puts you in a better mood. And you know, the joke is always out there that, you know, people who are cranky and mean and nasty, you know, they haven't been laid in a while. So So maybe if they were in a better mood and everybody was in a little better frame of mind, we wouldn't have so much anger going on in the world these days, right? Okay, the third thing is always important, and that is have good hygiene. Take a shower, brush your teeth, comb your hair. The biggest dating deal breaker for men and women both is poor hygiene, based on a recent study. So when you're getting together with somebody new, or when you're getting together with somebody that you've known for a long time, you don't want to spend time with people with greasy hair and bad breath. It just doesn't, you know, it's not attractive. You know, I don't like it. You don't like it. I mean, I carry mints and gum with me everywhere I go because, you know, I don't want to smell it on somebody else. And I don't want anybody to smell it on me after bad breath. You know, make sure that you have some cologne or body spray or perfume or, you know, again, shower once in a while if that helps. But living together, especially when you're living together, you know, make an effort to shower and brush your teeth and, you know, presentable whenever possible. Are we going to be sitting around in our sweats and, you know, nasty sometimes? Absolutely, especially if we're sick or we're you know, just not feeling up to going anywhere, we're going to get grungy. And you know what? That's fine, because I look at it this way. If neither one of you showers, you kind of cancel each other out. It's like when you have garlic in your dinner. If both of you eat garlic, you cancel each other out. So that can happen. But, you know, for the most part, you want to be able to be somewhat presentable. And ladies, put on a baseball cap if you got to, because that's sexy, okay? All right, the next item is to stay in shape or get back in shape. Especially if you settle down in a steady relationship, it's easy to get into the I don't need to look presentable for anybody anymore because I've got somebody phase. And you know, we always see married couples and couples that have been in long-term relationships, you know, gain a few pounds. And by few, I mean anywhere from 5 to 100. But you know, if you spend a lot of time cuddling on the couch and watching TV and eating bad food, or good food in this case, but fattening food, that's going to happen. So think back why you became attracted to that person in the first place. Most likely, it was their physical appearance, their looks. So if you change your looks over the years, change the way you are presented in to that other person, they may not like that anymore, and vice versa. I mean, you know, we always want our women to be, you know, beautiful and svelte, but we can let ourselves go, guys. But you know what? It doesn't always work that way, because she has just as much right to not like the way you fattened up as you have in not liking the way she has fattened up. So ultimately, get in shape or stay in shape. You know, join a gym, go walking. Do whatever you want to do. Do it together. I mean, it's a great. I don't think I'd count it as a date night, but it's a great way to, you know, do something together so that you continue to be able to talk and bond and communicate. But you're also getting in shape and staying in shape, so you're attracted to each other. The next item in you know, keeping the passion alive is get creative with your sex life. Okay, do the whole fantasy thing. What is it that you want? You know, ask her, guys and ladies, ask him, what is it that you want? Don't feel shamed. Don't feel fear when asking, because you know what? It's what you want. And we are still here to take care of each other, but also take care of ourselves. So if you're in the type of relationship where you can be mutually, you know, helping out each other, then you know what? It's okay to not feel shamed and not feel threatened by, you know, what is your fantasy, and by stating that fantasy. So we won't get any further with that, because, you know, if you want to hang upside down from your ceiling fan and make it happen, you know what, that's good. Just make sure it's secured into the ceiling, okay, and doesn't fall. If you want to, you know, dress up as Star Wars, you know, Princess Leia and Han Solo or whatever, feel free to do that. I don't know that pictures on Instagram or Facebook would be a really good idea for that, but you know, keep it private. Keep it between the two of you, because the more embarrassing is that you live out that secret fantasy and it's not a secret anymore. So, you know, show some restraint in publicizing everything that you're doing, as a lot of people tend to do these days. So get creative. Next is give some unexpected gifts to show your appreciation to the other person. So, you know, Christmas and birthdays, you know, come every year. And that's great, you know, and presents are going to happen on those days. But you know what? On a Tuesday, for no reason whatsoever, you know, flash a gift. Give a gift to somebody. They don't have to be expensive. The act of giving is what's important, not how much you spend. Remember that. The act of actually giving the gift is the most important, not how much you spend. So if you are going to, you know, flash the money, we'll go back to, are you impressing or are you romancing? And if you give a gift from the heart instead of from the wallet, you will be romancing. Every day, next item, every day, kiss for 60 seconds. Okay? Now, that's total. If you give, I'm going to do math here. If you do 12 5-second kisses, that's 60 seconds. If you do two 30-second kisses, I'm going to throw a little tongue in there, sure. At that point, you kind of have to. Do it. But at least 60 seconds a day, lips should be locking. Okay? And I don't think there needs to be any further explanation on that one. That's pretty evident. 60 seconds every day. All right, the next one, it's okay to, let's see the best way to put this, to be bad, to be naughty. You know, an example of this could be, you know, if you go to a restaurant, you know, ladies, maybe you go to the ladies' room and take off your panties and come back and let him know you are commando. Or even before you can go out, you know, have a little naughtiness in there. Like, you know, guys, you know, we don't necessarily need to go commando, but if that's something you guys are into, or any other type of, you know, anything that might be risque or might be, you know, the two of you know about, something that might just be a little bit naughty, it's okay to do that. Because, and I'm a guy, I'm definitely a man, and I will say right off the bat that if I know she's commando, I am, you know, engines revving. So it's good to know that. And or maybe it's a surprise, you never know. But do something naughty, and you know, you never know where that might lead to somewhere really good. The last idea for getting the engines rolling and to keep the passion going is give the other person what they need. Okay, this is the really important factor, because if you're making somebody happy and secure and loved, that's the one way you're going to make a strong, passionate relationship last. The smaller things, from, you know, a peck on the lips or holding hands or a little gift or everything we've talked about prior, that's going to all feed into giving the other person what they need. Now, if you're able to mix these steps into your daily routine, everything that we've talked about, I think you will find a great thing will happen, is that your relationship will not get stale, it will not get boring, it will not get uneventful. It will be very, very, very good for you both. So the idea, again, to wrap up, is, you know, the chemicals that your body creates from the excitement of a new relationship, you want to be recreating and keeping that going throughout the length of the relationship. And, you know, as we talk about all the time, one of two things are going to happen in a relationship ultimately. You're going to be together forever, or you're going to break up. So these tips are to help you stay together forever. And, you know, I hope they help. We're going to cut our show short this evening. It's a good, quick 20-minute show. I like those, because everybody can get on with their romance in. And they're dancing and everything else you need to do for your relationship. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight. Join me again next Thursday night for It's Not Me, It's You. Check us out on itsnotmeradio.com, where there are links to the Facebook page, the Twitter page. You know, do follow us, because the tweets are happening more and more. We're getting a lot more people involved with the Twitter feed these days, which is great. And always on Facebook and Twitter, both, some great relationship quotes are going out pretty much on a daily basis. So do follow us at It's Not Me Radio on Twitter, and on Facebook at It's Not Me, it's you. Thanks again for joining us tonight. And as always, peace out.